The world is changing, and we at All Business like to keep you up to date on those changes. Joining me today as my guest is Dr. Gene Simmons of the Marquette University Graduate School of Management. Welcome, Dr. Simmons.
Thank you, and thank you for the invite to join you today.
You bet. Dr. Simmons, you are on All Business today to announce a major new offering at Marquette, and we are all about major new offerings here on All Business. Can you tell us about it?
I'm happy to do so, Dr. Dave. Marquette University is offering its nationally ranked MBA program completely online starting this fall.
Wow.
It'll be a cohort program, so the students take all of the classes together as a group. We're going to create virtual teams for the students to work together through that 28-month program.
And why did Marquette decide to go this direction?
Our Marquette MBA program has always been focused on working professionals. So the classes are in the evening, one night a week. And what we found is more and more professionals are running into scheduling problems. Mm-hmm. They can't get to class at 5:30 or 6 o'clock. Many are traveling more than ever with the internationalization of nearly every industry. Conference calls that start at 6 in the morning or 8 at night, it just makes it more difficult to try to get out of work and be somewhere at a particular time. And, you know, some of our students actually like to go to their kids' events occasionally.
Yeah, go figure.
Right? So we're trying to find ways to make things a little bit easier for them to get that done. So we started to offer some classes in a blended or hybrid format. We offered a few online, and we found just how popular they were with some of our students. And I think Marquette's finally at the point where we're confident that we can offer a quality product online and have it be still that Marquette MBA.
Why is an online MBA really such a big deal? Now, you've gone through a couple of issues, and by the way, I think going to your kids' events is way overrated, but that's neither here nor there. That's just me. why do you think that this is such a big deal and now? What do you think is the issue?
It's the timing.
It's all about time.
We're all living in this 24/7 world, right? We don't turn things off. And people have to be able to find the time to learn when they can, where they can.
Now, Dr. Simmons, this is a competitive decision, I would imagine, to fight off Grand Canyon, New Hampshire. I was just driving in today, and Purdue University is advertising. This is kind of the change of the academic world. But yet, your program is truly unique. Can you tell us a little bit about the academic landscape and what Marquette is really looking to do strategically?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think we compete with the Grand Canyons of the world. Our biggest competition's life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, we have other competitors out there that are meeting some of these needs, but we're trying to find ways for students who really want to get that advanced degree and find a way for them to achieve that. We have a lot of alums, a lot of prospects who say, I'd love to get a Marquette degree. I just can't get there one night a week.
Right.
So that's really trying to reach this new market and to reach out a little bit further to people who already know they want this product. They just can't do it in the way that we've been doing it.
I know that, I'm a recovering dean myself. One of the challenges that we always had with an online program is that people really doubted the quality of an online program being equivalent to that of the in-class experience. Yet statistical evidence suggests that online may even be, quite frankly, better for some people than that tried and true and traditional methodology. What are your experiences with this, and what are your thoughts?
Yeah, most people have never taken an online class or even participated in an online webinar. So it's unfamiliar to them,
right?
No one likes the unknown.
Right.
You look back, we revert to what we know. And most of us did our undergraduate in a traditional format. So, of course, it could never be done online until you try that. You know, we talk to a lot of people and we say, oh, how would you like to do this program? Oh, I'd love to do it face-to-face. Could you? Oh, no. Right? So then they get into doing it online, and I think people learn in different ways, and some people have found that really works well. When you look at something like an MBA degree, people are coming from all different backgrounds. So for us to say everybody needs the same amount of time on accounting and the same amount of time on org behavior isn't the case, right? What I might go through 3 or 4 times, you go through very quickly. So the online allows people, you kind of meet them where they are.
Now, you've been at MU for many years, far fewer, I might add, than I was at my previous place of engagement. You've seen many academic fads come and go. Is this another fad, do you think?
MOOCs were a fad. Online's here to stay.
Okay. What other exciting things are going on in the MU Business School these days?
Well, we're always doing new things, so thanks for asking. New this fall, we have a Master's of Science in Supply Chain Management.
Okay.
Nearly fully online. It's got three periods of in-residence, and we just started to promote a new certificate in business and managerial analytics. So it's all about the numbers.
With Milwaukee having two major universities, it is really important for our business community to have a thriving Marquette, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You bet. And tell us, Dr. Simmons, how can folks apply to this new online MBA and get enrolled this fall?
Just go to marquette.edu/MBA. Click on Apply Now.
And any truth to the rumor that Dr. Dave's going to be one of the professors? Oh, well, we'll talk about that offline, I guess, some other time.
We'll have to review your resume.
I guess so. I guess. Ouch. Dr. Simmons, good luck with your new program. We certainly appreciate your being on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
You bet. This is Dr. Dave of the Family Business Legacy Institute wishing you a great weekend. And as always, God bless.